Adam, I'm just going to say Adam Glover, first and foremost, from New Zealand. It's a pleasure to meet you within about the first 30 seconds here. We call it Cut to the Chase for a region. And you're doing something pretty phenomenal here. You'd want to just give us a little lowdown about what your story is and what are you doing, I guess, in Valley City, North Dakota.
Yeah, sure, sure. Well, I've only just called in here just to have some lunch. So I left Fargo this morning at about 7 o'clock, and I've just cycled probably 60 miles. And, yeah, I've just called in to have some lunch and, yeah, have a bit of a rest before I head off again. But, yeah, what I'm doing is I'm basically cycling across, well, from Philadelphia all the way up to Alaska. And along the way, I'm raising money for asthma. So I'm asthmatic. I've had it all my life, but I haven't let it stop me from doing anything. So,
and with that, if people do want to be part of that or get more information, what's the best place to do any donations?
Well, I've got a website. It's adamglovercycling.com, and that's probably the best way people will find me.
60 miles a day, I got to ask, what does that do to a person's body? How much did you train for this prior to this, or what did you do to get yourself ready for this? Or I guess, what makes a person want to go across the United States and go all the way up to Alaska, you know, on a bike doing 60 miles a day?
Well, it's first of all, a personal challenge, really. Cycling, it keeps you fit, for sure. You know, it keeps you fit and young looking.
Did you, for cycling, is this something that you grew up with?
Or no,
just kind of get into it the last couple of years? Or?
So basically what happened was, I've never owned a bike in New Zealand, but I was living in the UK and I had a bike which I used to just take out on a Saturday and Sunday. Used to ride it up and down the Thames or along the canals. And then it was suggested to me that maybe I'd like to do a little bit more, cycling.
Yeah, that's no doubt. Adam Glover with us here. You're just in Fargo, and now all of a sudden you're in Valley City. You're making the trek literally west across the state, I guess. You say 60 miles a day, but do you ever have like one or two days where you just kind of rest a little bit more, or is it every day you're doing 60 miles?
You know, I just take it as it comes, really. I might cycle for 10 days in a row, and then I might say to myself, okay, I want a day off. Sometimes I might only cycle 2 or 3 days, and I want a day off. So there's no program. It's just...
And then how much do you look at the weather, hear about the weather, if you know there's going to be, for example, we had snow up here in 40 degrees about, last week, and now all of a sudden this weekend there might be a couple showers. Does that kind of inhibit anything that you might be doing?
Yeah, a little bit. You do look at that. You try and ride in or cycle in favorable weather. So.
And then you talked about here, you began your trip in New Zealand aboard a cargo ship. I guess, how did all that become about to, being in the, starting in Philadelphia en route to Alaska? How did kind of step one to now kind of come about for you?
Yeah, so initially I had a previous trip where I cycled from London to New Zealand, and it took me 2 years. And that trip finished in Wellington. And I decided that this trip, I'd like to make it a continuation. And so for the only way to continue that trip was to cycle out of Wellington, and I cycled to Auckland, and that's where I jumped on the cargo ship, container ship, which took me across the Pacific,
wow,
through the Panama Canal, and all the way up to Philadelphia. And that's why I started in Philadelphia, of all places, was because that's where the boat went.
Now, you are literally a world traveler after hearing all this. I guess, what is one thing that you've noticed? Everyone says everyone's different, but we're all the same still at the end of the day as humans and as our human race and everything. What is something that you've kind of picked up on in your world travels of just meeting people from all across the world?
Well, 99% of the people that you meet are really, really nice people and, would do anything for you. And, often on my travels, people will just drag me off the street and take me home for a warm shower and a hot cooked meal and a bed to sleep in. It's fantastic.
With that again, one more time here, Adam, we still got a couple more questions for you, a couple more minutes. Why is the reason you're doing this, and where can people go if they want to make any type of contribution to your
effort? Yeah, so I'm raising money for asthma, for the Asthma Foundation. And so basically the best place is to go to adamglovercycling.com, and there's a link on there to the fundraising page. And I'd appreciate any contributions to that.
And we talked about your story here. I guess what's one or two things that have stuck out with your story, either from, going to the UK down to New Zealand or from what you're doing now from Philadelphia to here in Valley City, North Dakota? What is the one or two highlights, I guess, that you could kind of say, this was really fun, and, if I had to write a book, this would definitely, go in one of my chapters?
Well, it's not necessarily the fun parts, but it's some of the most challenging parts that stand out. And so for me, when I was going into Pittsburgh, I was going up the last mountain into Pittsburgh, and it started to snow. And as I got higher up, the snow got heavier and heavier. And by the time I got to the top, it was a blizzard. And by the time I got down the other side, I was absolutely freezing cold. And then 4 days ago on Monday, I was cycling into Fargo, and it was absolutely miserable. I was doing like 3 to 6 miles an hour with the head down, driving sleet and rain, and yeah, it wasn't much fun. But
no, it doesn't sound fun at all. And my question is, when you are going into those type of conditions, do you just kind of camp out, or do you try to get to a town, or where do you kind of try to stay, you know, in
yeah,
the course
so,
of your transportation?
So on this trip, I'm on a bit of a budget, really. You know, I've got to make my money last for 2 years. So for me, paying for camping is not an option at present.
Mm-hmm.
So I normally just find somewhere I can camp for free.
And then you got traveling everything with that on top of
your bike
and everything, right?
Yep.
Everything's just right there with
you.
Yeah,
so I've got my tent, my sleeping bag. I've got pots and pans, so I cook for myself as well. And I've got all the spare parts for the bike as well, you know, tires, inner tubes, brake pads, cables, you know, a chain.
Well, we got when is your ultimate goal to get to Alaska, I guess? Kind of what is around the date or kind of the month, or I should even say year, you know?
So at present, I'm in a bit of a rush because I want to get to Alaska before winter comes.
Right.
So I want to be able to get in and get out. So I think I'm going to get to Alaska in August. Maybe towards the end of August.
Wow.
I'd like to make it the beginning of August, but yeah.
And then when did you start up again in Philadelphia?
So I started on the 16th of April. So it's taken me just over a month and a half to get to here. So I think we're doing okay.
And then coming through the rest of the state of North Dakota, are you going all the way through the U.S. until you finally get up to the coast to go up to Canada? Or what
so
is
I'm,
your
I'm future? Heading for Minot.
Yep.
And then I'm going to pick up Highway 2, and I'm going to follow Highway 2 all the way over to Glacier National Park. I'm going to do the ride to the sun, come back, and then I'm going to head straight into Canada and then I'm going to make a plan to get to Alaska.
That is crazy, I guess. The biggest thing, you know, anytime you are camping outside and you are literally in Mother Nature, have you come across any coyotes, any grizzly bears, anything
that nature
has maybe thrown
at
you?
No, but, you know, it's the one thing on this trip that's in my mind is the bears. You know, I've been researching. When I started researching, you know, coming to America, North America, and it was like, you know, what can I do to protect myself? You know, I was thinking of getting electric fences and bear spray and all sorts of things. But, yeah, I think we'll just take precautions, eh? Even people recommend getting a gun, but, I mean, no, I'm not having a gun.
Probably don't have enough room for you. Another thing to carry, right?
Yeah, exactly.
With your trip, as you mentioned earlier, from the UK all the way down to New Zealand, the first time you went, you know, halfway around the world,
yep.
What was one or two things that you kind of noticed in that trip, I guess? Same thing. Did you see anything that come across from nature? Did you have to go through, you know, a couple of the mountains also in France, I guess? What was the type of
trip? So for me on that trip, the two best countries I went to were Iran and Tajikistan. Okay, Tajikistan was because it was challenging because I was out in the middle of nowhere, and like I was going over mountains that were like 13,000 feet. You know, I had altitude sickness. You know, my stomach was churning. I'd have to get off and push my bike for sometimes 25 k's a day. I'd have to push my bike, and you know, it was really challenging. But it was, you know, also rewarding because obviously at the end, you know, your achievement is
right. Last thing before I let you go here, Adam, just got about 30 seconds left. One more time, if people want to donate to any part of the cause or hear more information about your story, where can they go?
Yeah, please go to adamglovercycling.com.
Well, Adam, I thank you so much, and I hope the next time you get back to New Zealand, I don't know, is there another track for you? Is there a part three?
Well,
you
know, there is. There's always Africa, right?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
So, but for me, I've got to do one trip at a time before I start thinking about the next one.
Well, I hope late August comes around the corner for you and you're up in Alaska before any snowfall starts hitting on your bike path.
Hey, thanks, Chase.